On June the 23rd, those over the age of 18 will have the chance to vote in an in-out referendum.
Saren FM is trying to help you with an ambitious and bold series of programs on air and on our website.
So just go to sarenonline.co.uk
and visit the EU Referendum Hub. Spain, on Europe's Iberian Peninsula, is really 17 autonomous regions, each with its own geography and culture. It has an area of 505,990 kilometers, which makes it the fourth largest country in Europe, and it's known for its tapas and bullfighting. The capital, Madrid, is home to the Royal Palace, whereas Catalonia's capital, Barcelona, is defined by Antoni Gaudí's quirky modernist architecture. Bordered by France and Portugal, and Gibraltar being the point that connects it with Morocco, the country is one of only three to have both Atlantic and Mediterranean coastlines. By population, Spain is the fifth largest in the European Union, and it joined it in 1986 along with Portugal, bringing the membership up to 11. Its national language, Spanish, is the world's second most spoken first language after Chinese and before English. Coming from Madrid, Lola Marina Cabrejas tells us more about life in Spain, Europe, and her thoughts on the UK in relation with the EU.
Hello, my name is Lola. I'm from Spain. I'm 24 years old. I live in Lincoln 2 years and a half, and I'm staff nurse in the hospital. The situation in Spain compared with living in South of Europe. But in the beginning, I think it was a good thing because we improve a lot. We go out in our history, we go out with a really hard situation with Franco, that it was a dictator. Europe helped us to improve ourselves after these years, get a lot of money, have a lot of good conversation, you know, with our food or our stuff from Spain to the rest of Europe. But after crisis, I think we fell down a lot. Europe, I think, tried to help us, we save us, give us a lot of money. But after that, we sound like a really tricky condition with them. So now they have the control of our improvement. So I think it's good to be a union of a lot of countries that we are really close. But in my opinion, I think that Europe is not getting really well because they try to put the same laws for every country, but they don't consider the different cultures and the different type of life. I think good things, there are really good positive things to be in Europe, that you have opportunities to be outside of your country, as I am. I feel so free to move to a different country that have a good job. And also, if I want to come back to Spain, they will going to recognize me all the time that will be working here. But the countries that have got the control, that in my opinion maybe will be Germany, they have the control for Europe, and this is not the point. This is not a good way to continue there. So I can understand that maybe England people thinking about what is the best thing, continue here or go out from Europe. I think that England is giving a lot of things, really positive things. Only have to say my situation and a lot of people that work in here, but also Germany too. Now it's a tricky situation for all Europe. So I think maybe England have to wait a little bit more because there are countries like Spain, Portugal, Italy or Greece that we are in a really hard situation and we need their help. Maybe in the future we can help you, helping people here, Germany, because maybe it can change. But I don't understand what, I'm not read too much what the English people want. I can understand a little bit for my workers says. They says that maybe they give too much, they give a lot of benefits for people from different countries, and they offer a lot of jobs. And there are other point of view that maybe they don't have this too much benefits because people from different countries get all. I think this happens in everywhere. In Spain also, you go to Spain, maybe we can spend a lot of money for English people or Germany or Greek. If they have any problem in, you know, heart attack, whatever, we have to spend a lot of money to look after them. And here they questionate how much money is going for the foreign people. if they have the same problem. So I can understand that because they pay a lot of money. But if the idea of Europe is create a big union of like a big country, we have to work in hard for that. And if England go out from Europe, this will going to broke a lot because England is big part of Europe. They give a lot of money now because all the rest we are really bad situation. So I think that they need have to have a lot of more compassion with the rest of the countries and think that they will have back all the things that they will give now. You know, but in my opinion, I think that we have to be positive and working hard to be a union because it was the intention for create Europe.
So on June the 23rd, those over the 18 in the United Kingdom can vote in the in-out referendum.
And Saren FM is trying to help you with an ambitious and bold series of programs on air and on our website.
So just go to sarenonline.co.uk
and visit the EU referendum hub,
where you'll find all of the states represented by their flags. Click on the flag and find out more from people who live in those countries.